Some comedy classics are hitting the Highland Ballroom stage this week. Works of Carol Burnett, Gilda Radner, and Lucille Ball are being interpreted by the Women of Ladylike, an all-female variety show. They're calling this show This One's for You, Carl. And here to talk about it are the creators, Kenzie Rowland and Madison Moore. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to have you here. So this show is dedicated to Carl. Who's Carl?
Carl is our late grandfather. He passed away about 2 years ago from Lewy body dementia. And he was really a driving force in wanting to pursue comedy, I think, for the both of us. So when he passed away, Ladylike was created to kind of honor him and honor his wishes. So we thought, it being his birthday month, June, we would put on a show recreating all of his favorite sketches and also raise money for the Lewy Body Dementia Foundation at the same time.
I think this is so impressive. Just yesterday, we had people from the improv group that was getting together for Light Up Atlanta, and mm-hmm. that was part of a broader conference mm-hmm. on living with dementia. There were comedy and improv artists who were addressing how important it is to maintain humor, both for the caregivers as well as the patients. So with your grandfather, was comedy something you shared even during his decline?
Yeah, definitely. Me and Madison, we had rehearsal last night, and we were watching a certain sketch we'll be performing, and we both started cracking up because we have such a funny memory of watching him watch the sketch. And he didn't laugh loud very often, but he sat in his recliner and just shook and shook and shook and shook and shook because he was laughing so hard, and there were, like, laugh tears running down his face. And we both...
Yeah, seeing his squinty face in that recliner just made us so happy, you know? Like, those last few days were tough. But seeing him laugh that hard was something that was really special when we actually got to see. And it was because of these sketches and great people that we're trying to emulate on Friday.
Well, you both founded Ladylike mm-hmm. 2 years ago. What was the idea behind it?
Well, the idea behind it was that both of us, you know, were up and coming in the comedy scene in Atlanta, and we're both really trying to figure out our voice and where we stood. And so we went to a lot of comedy shows, and you know, we had some things we submitted and we did certain things, and we started noticing a trend that women in comedy are either non-existent or the butt of the joke. And that was insanely frustrating to two people who really believed in comedy and wanted to pursue it. So we kind of got this crazy idea that we would start our own all-female variety show and create a safe space for women, create a place for women where they weren't the butt of the joke or there wasn't some, you know, very inappropriate comment said to them after a show. And I would like to say that our fan base and our audience is the most supportive group of people I have ever met. We've never had a problem. Everyone is so happy to be there. And yeah. I feel very fortunate about that.
What's the ratio? Is it mostly women or is it divided?
I'd say it was divided.
Yeah, it's pretty divided.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I mean, to think that with the legacies of the women you will honor Friday evening and people like Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, mm-hmm. Mindy Kaling, mm-hmm. Wanda Sykes. I mean, to think about these brilliant women in comedy mm-hmm. and the notion that women aren't funny or why there are so few female writers mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. on the staff of many important television mm-hmm. shows, it boggles the mind.
Oh, what is the statistic that's like men find funny women the most intimidating, right? Like, if you're funny, men find you insanely intimidating. And I think it's hilarious. I mean, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard, and I do comedy.
But, ooh, yeah. Fortunately, not all men.
Not all men. Not all men.
So tell us about the sketches you'll perform, those that will honor your grandfather this Friday. What's on the bill?
So not to give everything away, but you will definitely see appearances from Roseanne Rosanna Dana. You'll definitely get a couple sketches from the Carol Burnett Show. And there might be a Vitamita Vegemin sketch. I'm not saying it will, but it's possible.
Isn't it amazing how these sketches from television have become such an important part of our cultural references that, I mean, you didn't have to be born when I Love Lucy was on TV or the Carol Burnett Show being performed. I mean, these sketches have taken on a life of their own and are so enduring. Do you ever get reactions, or have you done any of these before? I should ask first.
Recreating? Have we ever recreated? Yeah. No, this is the first time Lady Life will be recreating.
Oh, okay. So this will be a departure from what you usually work with,
right?
Your original material. It'll be interesting to hear some of the responses from people attending who may not have those as cultural references. Mm-hmm. Are you going to explain or put some context?
I think we're just hoping that the sketches will stand for themselves. I think that's one thing we really loved about them, is that they were timeless pieces of comedy, and the fact that they were written and performed by women, mostly, it was just, it speaks to the fact that women are funny humans, you know? They don't have to have a female type of comedy. They know what's funny. So I think we're just kind of wanting to let that speak for itself.
Yeah.
Even before you arrived, I was down in the restroom, and as I walked out of the door, I thought of Rosanna Dana, because I realized I had a little piece of toilet paper on my shirt. And so, you know, this, just like Shakespeare's sonnets and famous soliloquies, this is important stuff. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Kenzie Rowland and Madison Moore, the pair behind the all-female variety show Ladylike. You're listening to City Lights here on WABE. We'll be back after a short break. We're back with City Lights on WABE at Lattice Choice for NPR. I'm Lois Reitzes, joined by Kenzie Rowland and Madison Moore, the pair behind the all-female variety show Ladylike. Normally, with Ladylike presenting original material, as we talked about a moment ago, I would think that preparing for this show must have been a very different set of prep for you. You know, I mean, did you memorize the skits? Did you have to watch them repeatedly and then commit it to script?
That one.
That one.
That is a huge shout out to all of our great actors.
Yes, we watched none of these sketches were at all put in script form. None of them were transcribed before we had to sit down to do it. I just kind of assumed they would be. My bad, y'all. They were not. So our great actors, like Madison said, we watched it a million times, wrote down what they said, and then I think the difficult thing about performing a sketch that's already been performed by somebody who's a great is to not just parrot exactly what they say. You know, you kind of have to be Kenzie being this person, because yes, Gilda will not be this person, and I don't even think I could come close to doing what Gilda did for certain characters of hers, you know. So it's been difficult to find that realness in the sketch still while wanting to do justice to these great women.
Has it whet your appetite for more? I mean, I'm thinking of Lily Tomlin.
What
do you think you might do an occasional sketch comedy classic show like this outside of this context?
It was a lot of fun, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I wouldn't say no. I've had a lot of fun doing
Although
it.
Although I was not the one memorizing the most lines, so it's been fun for me.
Well, you're not honoring Carl with comedy alone. This show is also a benefit. Would you talk about that?
It is a benefit show. So when you come to Highland Ballroom on Friday, because I know you'll all be there, when you get to the door, where we would usually ask for a ticket, we're just going to ask for a donation. So it is what you want to pay for the Lewy Body Dementia Foundation. A suggested price is $5, but it can be whatever you want depending on, you know, how much you emotionally feel towards this organization.
Yeah, it's just going to be interesting to see the community come together for something that is important, but also something really dear to our hearts. So it, you know, we have a dedicated crowd that comes every month, and to see, you know, our audience outside of that come in and support something so close to our hearts is going to be touching.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you have this generosity with your work. What is Ladylike Cares?
Ladylike Cares is a segment of our show where we volunteer with local-based local female-based nonprofits. So we've worked with Athena's Warehouse. We've worked with, well, this one isn't local, but NEDA, the National Eating Disorder Awareness Foundation, this past October. I'm really proud to say that Ladylike hosted the very first Atlanta Walk for NEDA, and we raised our goal of $10,000.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We've seen a pattern of women-centric entertainment popping up in Atlanta, from the Blue Stockings Society reading series and Lady Shakes, the Weird Sisters Theater Project. And there are several stand-up and sketch comedy shows hosted or organized by women. To what do we owe this good evolution in the theater community?
I would say that it was just something that everyone felt they needed to finally make their dreams come true in a bit, you know? Like, women are finally, not that they haven't before, but it's interesting to see our community create a space where women feel like they can step out and do what they want to do. And I think
also, to piggyback off of what Maddie said, like, I think also that's because there are strong females breaking through in the entertainment industry way above us. Yeah. You know, so now we're finally watching these really strong women do it, and it's giving confidence to us who can go out and do it.
Well, here's to more lady power and ladylike power.
Yes.
Ladylike presents This One's for You, Carl, at the Highland Ballroom this Friday, June 30th at 9 p.m. Kenzie Rowland, Madison Moore, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. And that's it.